Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Taking Stock Live. I'm your host, Kalila Reynolds, in tune and ready for another awesome episode. Who's here with me? Let me see who's in the house so far. We got Just Cool saying, let's get this money. Sean here and ready to get the money. JT is in the Cayman Islands. Antoinette is in Arizona. We got Dwight from Spanish Town. Nana sends live and direct from far, far away. Orville's in Spanish Town. What is that? I'm the first to like the post, cool like a lollipop. Yes, reminding all of you to like the video, subscribe to the channel, share with a friend, all that good stuff. We got Deshaun checking in from the grill. And you may have noticed that we are running a few minutes late tonight. So we're actually doing the show a little bit differently because we've been having some technical difficulties behind the scenes. So let me shout out Ingrid from Bull Bay in St. Andrew, Germain, all the way in China, Philip in Turks and Caicos, and Richard Bell, the Andrew Mobi, and La Nesra in the house. So let me know where you are joining us from, what part of the country, and what part of the world. So like I mentioned, we're doing things a little bit differently this evening. Normally at this point in the show, we get what's hot in business, but it's taking some time to upload and then we have to download it and load it in the system. So we're going to get what's hot in business a little bit later on in the show. And at this point, I'm going to go straight into our main interview. And if you're wondering what it's all about, well, you may know that March is International Women's Month. And later this week, March 8th, today's the 5th, the 8th is Friday, is International Women's Day. And so I thought it quite appropriate today to have a woman boss as our guest. And not just any woman boss, she's also the founder of Woman's Touch, which is a line of feminine care and hygiene products designed and developed by a Jamaican OBGYN. Now, I've been seeing these products in the aisles at the supermarkets and at the pharmacies, and I'm like, yeah, and I've been following her journey on social media as well. So let's welcome Dr. Chrisanne Simpson Harley to the show. Hi, Doc.
Hello.
Awesome. Great to have you on. And let me tell you, I got your care package and I've been meaning to reach out. That's like the best care package I've ever received, by the way.
Thank you.
So much stuff in that package. I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
Well deserved. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And when I see your products on the shelves, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
That is awesome. But I need to hear, and so I told my team when we're thinking about who should come on this like tonight, especially for Women's Month, I'm like, I want to hear Dr. Simpson Harley's story. Like, what made you want to come up with your own line of feminine products and how did you do it? But let's start with the why. Like, what was your motivation?
So, you know, as a gynecologist, what happens is that, you know, daily I'm seeing women with similar issues in terms of hygiene issues. And personally, you know, my usage of, you know, feminine products, I was less than impressed, to say the least. I would just have personally just major challenges with the products I was using, like month to month, and I'd get frustrated. And, you know, I would have women coming into my office saying the same things. So they're saying the same things and I'm feeling the same way.
What challenges? So, what's the challenge?
You know, a lot of times women, you know, during the period, they're just uncomfortable with the products that they're using. And I was uncomfortable. You know, there was just this, you know, I would always feel like I'm wearing like a diaper. And, you know, I would get irritation from the products and I would change like brand after brand. And, you know, every brand I would use, you use it for maybe like 2 minutes and then you get itching or burning or, you know, just something else. And I'm just like, listen, I just hate this. And then, you know, I'm seeing women as a gynecologist complain of the same thing. They'd come after their periods and say, you know, oh, I have this yeast, I have this itching, I have this odor. Like, what's going on? And, you know, I'm saying, you know, maybe there's something to the things that we're using. And, you know, I just started to do my research because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we stick to the status quo. I've never been like that. You know, in my head, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to need to fix this. If I'm seeing women every day and trying to fix them, you know, let me see if I can come up with something better. And, you know, that's how, you know, Woman's Touch was born. And I know it was something that, you know, God dropped in my spirit, you know, to do. And I remember when I mentioned it and, you know, somebody said, a next pod? And I'm just like, no, you know, and, you know, I'm never really fazed by, you know, what people, you know, think or say, you know, that easily. Not anymore. And, you know, I just said,
well,
you know,
I kind of thought the same thing too. I kind of thought the same when I first heard about it. I'm like, but there's so many brands. There's Always, there's Stay Free, there's OB, there's so many options. Right. But now that you explain the reasoning, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but what's happening is that the options aren't really formulated with a woman in mind, right? Ooh. And I find that they will use, you know, materials, so plastic type materials and foam, and they will talk about cotton-like. And we know, you know, in medicine, we will tell you, you know, one of the best ways, you know, to manage your feminine hygiene is to stick to cotton as best as possible. And I'm just like looking at some of the brands like, where is the cotton though? Like, you're telling us to use cotton underwear, but then you're giving me this plastic thing. And then when you look at the research, they use a lot of chemicals. And, you know, those chemicals also affect a woman's hygiene. And we tend to get sensitivity from a lot of these products that are inundated with chemicals. And I said, no, sir, we need to come up with a better option. Because me have a problem, a woman, other women having a problem. And, you know, that's how Woman's Touch was born. And, you know, it just, you know, grew from strength to strength. You know, it's cotton based and it's all natural in terms of the, you know, the sanitary napkins. And, you know, what we did was, you know, add to that in terms of using, you know, I would say a lot of women come and they use like wipes, but they would have baby wipes. And I'm just like, they're fragranced and they're right. scented, and that's creating irritation, and it's not really helping to treat anything. So why don't I create products that's mixing what I know from a scientific perspective and what I want as a woman and what I know other women would want? And, you know, here came Woman's Touch. And, you know,
so you put on your entrepreneurial hat. You put on your entrepreneurial hat. Did you have any experience in business before?
So my mother is a businesswoman, and she raised, you know, two very strong business persons. My sister would now tack on three. And, you know, I always watched, you know, how my mother operated her business. But in reality, it wasn't my dream.
Stick a pin. So your brother is Paul Simpson.
Right. Yes. So, you know, my mother is a very strong persona, and she was always about, you know, education, but, you know, money management and, you know, going into your own business. And she always set a tone up, you know, for us in terms of working hard and going for what you want, and not, you know, and trusting your gut and trusting God and, you know, being good to people and all of these things. You know, my parents are really, you know, involved in our lives. And, you know, we look to them, you know, for a lot of advice and stuff. And when, you know, when I came up with this idea, you know, my mother was just like, all right, let's run with it. What's the plan? And, you know, I had already started my medical practice. So I do have an office, West Trade Medical in Portmore. So I was already running a business and knowing, you know, what that took. But with her additional help, you know, and with the people around me, I was able to take it, you know, a step further. So when I did my research, I found, like, you know, the design that I wanted. I designed the packages myself because I said, this can't look anyway. If I go into the supermarket and may I take up something, it needs to look good. I want women to, you know, take up a package and be proud of something that's, you know, in the trolley, and it's not something that they would want to hide. I want men to be able to take it up and say, I don't mind taking this up. But what also happened is that every time I would go into the supermarket, I have to get like a pack of regular and a pack of heavy. And, you know, a woman's flow changed every month. And I'm picking up like four different packs plus liners. I'm going to say, this can't make sense.
I never understood why they don't make a multi-pack. With
right. And I said, I want that. Right, exactly, because you're a woman, you know, and I think that a lot of these products generally, if you're going to make a product for women, you have to get a woman's perspective. It's right. Really the best way to go about it. And you know, that's how, you know, I came up with a multi-pack. I said there must be a way for us to get everything into one package where I can just open a box, pull out what I use, close the box, put on the box anywhere, you know, and you know, that's fine. And if I want to put additional products in the box, I can do that. And that's how, you know, the multi-pack, you know, came about.
That makes a world of sense. So how did you get started? Because you are in medicine, you're a doctor by profession, OBGYN. You have this great idea that you want to do a line of feminine products for women. But then, so if I had that idea, I would have no clue where to start. Like, how do you move from idea to making this a reality, to actually having a physical product in the stores?
So what I did was, you know, I did my research and I started reaching out to factories that could create the product and give me exactly what I wanted. And then when I found a factory that could, you know, make my product exactly the way I wanted it and my packaging and everything, I flew to the factory, right? I flew all the way to China. Right. Yeah, I flew to China and went to the factory because, you know, I was saying I want to make sure that this is executed exactly the way I would want it. And yeah, that's how, you know, I was in China at the time as well. So, you know, she was always going back and forth to China for her business. So, you know, it was a little easier for me to, you know, make that jump with her support. But then financially, you know, honestly, like I had the idea, but I did not quite sit down and sort of match out everything it would take. So, you know, I wasn't thinking about marketing and I wasn't thinking about promotion. And I was just thinking I need to create a product and the package need to look good. And that was that for me. But then the money that you need to create something like this is you know, it's capital intensive.
I was just thinking about that because you're here saying, oh, I had this idea and I flew to China, like
right, but you know, I had saved the points
and material.
I had saved the points and everything. And listen, I used all of that and I saved up all my money. But when I had the idea initially, my business banker is also a friend of mine. So, you know, her name is Nadine. And, you know, she is with NCB. And I said, boy, Nadine, I have this idea. And she said, yeah, man, go for it. And she said, you know what? You know, DBJ has these loans that, you know, you really should, you know, consider. And she actually sat down and she actually put together a fulsome business plan, because girl, I went into medicine when I was 17, so I mean, doing a business plan was not my forte, right? And you know, she really took on the challenge and she did the business plan and she approached, you know, DBJ, and you know, that's how we actually got the initial loan to start through NCB.
How much funding did you get?
So I got initially, so I got $16 million. But the $16 million also helped us to buy a small warehouse that we would house the product. And then what they would do, they gave us additional, like a credit line that we could use initially to start the business. So, you know, honestly, I mean,
when I came up with the idea,
I actually never had a lot of cash, right? So, all of that was loan.
It's interesting, Chrisanne, because a lot of business people complain, a lot of entrepreneurs complain that it's extremely difficult to get funding as a startup business. And you got 60 million from DBJ. So opportunities are there. Did you already have like your prototype by the time you went to DBJ, or it was still in the idea phase?
It was still in the idea phase. And, you know, I know a lot of people find that interesting, but, you know, faith conquers fear, and faith and fear don't actually walk the same road. And my approach to anything is always very strongly faith driven. And when I believe that the Lord has given me an idea and I know that, you know, I feel like this is his will, I go for it. And he just opened the doors. I mean, there are things that I will tell you that happened that you said a lie I tell. Like, I mean, there are so many doors that he opened. I mean, at the time, I also was approached to be mentored by Mr. Lee Chin. And that really helped me to, you know, sort of streamline how I thought, because for me, it's just idea, idea, idea. And I want to go after all these ideas. And I remember in one of his, you know, mentorship sessions, he said, you know, as much as you have all these ideas, focus on your main idea, you know, put the funding that you have towards that. And then he said, you know, approach the people around you as well, family and friends, if you need additional revenue, so you're not really always debt heavy. And that also was helpful for me as well. So his mentorship, you know, went a far way as well. But, you know, I mean, I pray a lot. I mean, I rely on the Lord, I mean, for everything, every idea, you know, I go to the Lord in prayer all the time. I mean, I could never have done this without, you know, the Lord actually working on my behalf. So I know it sounds like, you know, how did you do it? I can't explain that to you. It's just God.
So how long ago was that when you got the funding and you made your start?
Right. So I got the funding in 2017. And then brought the product to market 2018. Right. So initially we just started with two products. We started with the regular flow and the heavy flow. And we actually right after started with the maternity pads as well, because that was one of the things that I couldn't find as easily when I was pregnant, you know, just a good maternity pad that I could carry to the hospital. So we started there, and then, you know, I would use, so once I worked, every surgery, I would just, you know, pour that money in back into the business. And that's how I brought in, like, you know, the multi-pack. So the multi-pack was the fourth product. And then, you know, from there, what I did was just listen to what women would have wanted. So, you know, women would come in and say, hey, you know, I do a panty liner. And then I said, okay, you know, this is what, and I just, you know, kept my ears open. And, you know, now I still keep my ears open. You know, when women come, they will say, you know, do you have the idea of doing this? And, you know, some of the ideas, yes, I would already, you know, have wanted to do, but, you know, you want to listen to what your customers want and give them the best version of what they want. So we always try and, you know, improve upon what we're doing. And Woman's Touch is by no means perfect. It's not the perfection that I would want, but, you know, we're definitely working on it.
So what has been your biggest challenge so far?
You know, always, you know, continual funding. You know, you want to do things like on a much bigger scale and fast, but, you know, you have to consider the amount of money that you have and be very prudent with it. One of the challenges also is distribution. So initially we were distributing for ourselves, and then that was very challenging to do, because you wanted to be in every supermarket and that kind of thing. But if you don't have a fleet and you don't have a huge sales team, so I needed to get a larger distributor on board. And even though we do have a larger distributor now, we still do have challenges sometimes, you know, with the meeting of minds and the ideas that we have in terms of how the distribution and the sales should go. And then the passion, your passion will always be different from, you know, another company. So just to marry that has been a little challenging, but, you know, it's a work in progress and we continue to work. Those are, I would say the two biggest challenges, you know, continuous funding and distribution.
So you still do your day job, OBGYN?
Yes, every day. Every day, like get up at 2 o'clock, go to the hospital, deliver babies, in surgery at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Yes, I still do that every day, pretty much.
And so when do you sleep?
I sleep, but what I've done is, so my sister also is a part of the business. So she is very organized, and she's very, you know, she's much more of a manager than I am. I am like, I want to execute big ideas and I'm a visionary like that. But she is the person who is like more of the common sense, like, let's take this way, let's organize it this way. And that has been helpful for me. And you also have to hire the right team, keep the right people around you. you know, that have the same vision and purpose. And my husband, you know, from the get-go, my husband is a real star. Like, I got a good man, right? So, I mean, my husband has been a, no man, no joke. I have to big up my husband, because there is no way I could do all of what I'm doing without the support of my husband. It would be impossible. My husband, you know, is, you know, assisting in the business, and there are times when the delivery guy can't go, and, you know, my husband goes and he's liaising with the distribution team and the sales team. And when we have promotions, he's helping with that, but then he's still helping to manage the kids when, you know, and, you know, it's, you know, you have to have a village, you have to have, you know, support to be able to do, you know, all of this, you know, at the same time. But God has been good. He has definitely blessed me with some good people around me, and that has made a huge difference.
So are you profitable yet?
Yes, so we are. What I have done, though, is to not, you know, pour the profits into, you know, doing, you know, frivolous stuff. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you work hard, you must play hard. I'm just like, no, but, you know, you work hard, you want to see your dream grow. So we've just been working on slowly expanding the line, because there are so many things that women need. And there are so many gaps in the market that, you know, just have not been touched. A lot of products are not made for women that women are using. I mean, you're talking from, you know, soaps to, you know, down to the softeners that we use, the fabrics, you know, the fabric washes and the detergents that we use to wash our, you know, underwear, you down to some of the tampons that we use. I mean, it's a lot of things. You're thinking about vitamins for pregnancy that are just not formulated for pregnant women. You have pregnant women vomiting down the place, and then you're telling her, oh, take whole heap of iron. You give her a vitamin that is full of iron that's only going to make her more nauseous in the first trimester. A lot of things are not thought out when they're making some of the products, and that is what I want to change. I know that my purpose is to make a difference in women's lives, and trust me, that is what I'm going to do, either personally or through Woman's Touch. So that is what we've just been working on and pouring our resources into.
Wow, that is truly, truly amazing. I'm so impressed with everything that you've been able to accomplish so far. We love numbers on the show. I don't know if you actually watch the show, but are you able to say like what your revenue numbers are now, maybe for 2023?
So, you know, I was saying to my accountant, you know, we need to have a meeting, and she's just like, this is the worst time, it's tax time and all of that. But in terms of, you know, our revenues, so for example, when it is that we took on a distributor, what we had to do is pull all our resources and invest all our resources, get additional investments to put out a lot more containers or to bring in a lot more containers of the product. But then at that point, I mean, we were looking at a revenue of about 60 million at the time. So, and that is not a recent figure. A recent figure potentially might be a little bit more, but I still have to look at the numbers when it comes back from the accounting firm. But I mean, that's fortunately great. Yeah, so fortunately it has moved from me not starting with anything but a loan to that. But God has been good. I know we can do like a lot better. We just have to, you know, organize, especially as I said, the distribution matching what, you know, clients want and how quickly they get it, because that has been one of the challenges. You go to a store and it's, you know, all the products are not there, so that you want it, you probably want it just the liners. So just to get on the same page, you know, with, you know, our distributor constantly to make sure that we have all the products that, you know, clients want all at the same time. So that has, you know, that is always the gap that we're trying to fill. And then, you know, you're playing with the big boys. So, you know, you do have the big boys sometimes, you know, pushing you off the shelf or hiding your product and that kind of thing. So, and you can't always do like above the line marketing. You can't always have a radio ad or a TV ad. So we've been, you know, just doing a lot of digital marketing, which has been pretty effective. But it's a lot more that we can accomplish. And with God's grace, we will achieve that.
Are you exporting?
So, right. So we are just in the process of working on that now. You know, I always said you want to, you know, when your mother say you need to dance, dance a yard before you dance abroad. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to make sure that we were inundated in Jamaica and we learned our lessons here before going abroad. I actually want to export to the Caribbean first, even though, you know, the diaspora, you do have a significant amount of, you know, diaspora, you know, in the US and Canada. I know that, you know, the cultural similarities of the Caribbean would lend to us growing, you know, a little faster should we tackle the Caribbean and then to the US. And it's always a dream of mine for Africa as well.
But your product isn't a cultural product. It's for women everywhere. And for women by women.
True, but what tends to happen, what we don't always recognize is that there actually are, you know, scientific differences between, for example, a Black woman versus a Caucasian woman in terms of, you know, how they bleed. So, for example, Black women, Indian women actually will use larger products that need more absorption versus a Caucasian woman that might have a lighter period. Or, you know, a Chinese woman that might use, you know, more the regular flow and that kind of thing. So there are actual differences between, you know, ethnicities, and you actually have to consider that when you're going into a market. So that is not just from a, you know, business perspective, but from a gynecological perspective as well. So as Black women, we have periods that I'm telling you, when we talk to, you know, women, when I was saying, you know, to my factory in China, listen, I need absorption to be X. I need it to absorb like 100 mil in one pad. They're just like, what? You're crazy. You don't need that much. And I said, I need that much. I said, women in the Caribbean, Black women, women in Africa, we have fibroids, we have endometriosis, we have adenomyosis. We need products that are super absorbent and don't just say them super absorbent. So, you know, you have to consider all of that when you're going to actually export. So we have to tailor differently for the different markets in order to do that.
You know, based on what you're saying, this is definitely a product that has global potential. Like, yes, this is scalable to the entire world.
Yes. Yeah, and for sure. I mean, it is, you know, initially when I started, it wasn't, you know, sort of on my mind to look in that direction. But the more I worked and worked with the brand and worked with women, I said to myself, you know, I need to, you know, go big or go home. And I know that the impact that I wanted to have, I now can have it on a global scale if we're just willing to put in the work and just have, you know, the right partnerships and that kind of thing and the right vision and keep the vision consistent. So I'm getting there and you're going to hear about me, you're going to hear about the unicorn and all of these things. And, ooh, you know, I remember saying that to MLC, I said, I'm going to be your next unicorn. And, you know, he laughed and I said, all right, I am dead serious.
Speak it into being.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm working on it.
Well, my viewers are now salivating at this. And so I have to ask the question that we always ask. Sean says, did I hear IPO?
So it's definitely something that I would pray about. If the opportunity presents itself and God says yes, then it's a yes. I always, you know, as I said, it's God that has given me the vision and given me the dream on the start. So, I mean, I rely on his guidance. So once I'm guided to do that, I'm definitely going to do that.
Let me take a few other comments and questions online. Elle says, Dr. Harley, I'd like to help you market your products. So Elle is shooting their shot right now, trying to get some business. Sean says, the reason it's not multi-pack is because they force you to buy more. It's absolutely true. Inga says the same thing. It's all by design to get women to spend more. They could have easily made a multi-pack, but I'm very happy this wonderful woman made it a reality. We have NanoSense asking, is it possible for Women's Touch to partner with the government and make the product free for women?
And that is something that, you know, for us in Women's Touch, our goal is to, when you're going to impact women, you have to remember women that are girls and women that are disenfranchised. Right. And the brand is actually here to do that. It's not just about, you know, me making money and growing globally, but it always has to come from the root of who I am. And my goal is to help women who can't really help or afford it for themselves. So, you know, it's something that we do. We actually have, you know, our Woman's Touch, you know, foundation. She Matters to Me. That's our, you know, that's the name that we use. And what we do is make sure to give products consistently. So we don't, you know, load it up and whatever. But, you know, anytime we have places that are in need, so girls' homes, schools, anybody that, you know, ask, we always try to give them as best as we can from what we have. To make sure that, you know, women and girls are never without sanitary products. And it's one of the things that, you know, the government should consider, because it's still a product that's taxed pretty heavily, especially coming through customs. And I know that it could be more affordable, all, you know, sanitary products. I'm not talking about just mine, but if it is that they consider taking, you know, duty of sanitary products, it actually can help significantly in, you know, allowing companies to donate on a larger scale. So it's something that I would be willing to partner with them at any point, because, I mean, we're just not here. We're not here to help ourselves. We're here to help each other. And it's really important. So, yeah, anytime.
Okay. We have Monique saying, I need to try this product. The products on the shelves with their synthetic products is scary. And she's also asking, do you have an extra long daily product? I love extra long products.
And we do. Because, you know, in reality, you know, we are not always a size 2 and a size 4, you know. So, I mean, I created, you know, an extra long liner. And that is one of the most, you know, popular products, because, you know, it just fits. And, you know, even the sanitary pads. You want something that, you know, as a woman, you're in your bed in the night and you roll and you don't have to feel like, whoops, I'm going to mess up and that kind of thing. So extra long products are, you know, really popular. But what you also want to make sure is that it's breathable and that it's comfortable at the same time. So we've worked on that, and we actually have like our Max sanitary napkin, and we also have the long liners. So that's one of the products that both products are on the market.
Busha has a suggestion for you. Busha says, will these sanitary products be placed in schools? This might help to popularize the brand.
So we are now actually doing a school tour. So for example, we were at Waterford. We're going to be at Arden on Friday. So the school tour is not, it might sound like, you know, you should focus on the brand, but in reality, I want to focus on empowering or young girls, you know, just to see themselves as wonderful and beautiful and able to achieve anything. And that is what, you know, Woman's Touch, you know, wants to be a part of. So our school tour, you know, we do give them sanitary products and we give them in a nice pouch. But we do give them the talk about empowering themselves and loving themselves. So it's part of our rollout as well. So we introduce it. You know, I was bullied. In high school, I was bullied, you know, between first and fifth form. It was a very difficult time for me. And, you know, it really affected my self-confidence. I felt like I wanted to be somebody else. I wanted to look some. I wanted to have the long hair like other girls and walk like other girls and talk like other girls. And I realized that, you know, God made me just the way I needed to be for my purpose. And I want to share that with girls and women. So, you know, in 20 years, I'm seeing a girl that said, I saw you and I did this great thing. And, you know, you inspired me to do that. So I want the brand to be about that. And it's, you know, yes, it helps to market the brand, but I really want, you know, us to impact truly how women think and how women feel about themselves.
Patricia is asking, any inserts? I'm guessing she means like tampons.
Right. So no, she doesn't necessarily mean tampons. So tampons are, you know, it's one of the products that we are, you know, working on, and it has to be perfect before it comes to market. But one of the common things that I see as a gynecologist is this recurrent yeast infection, you know, recurrent BV. And a lot of times, a lot of women tend to get medication, so they have to get a prescription. Whereas if it is that you can help to adjust a woman's pH naturally, one of the best ways is to actually use an inserted version of the good bacteria that grows in the vagina. So this is just, you know, a little preps into, you know, where we're going. I mean, yes, women
have that's a medicine. That's a completely different thing. That's a medication. So you want to go into medication.
But it's not medication. It's a supplement. So for example, you take a probiotic supplement. You get it over the counter. Right. But you're taking it orally. And it has to go into your stomach. It has to be broken down. It goes through all the acids. It has to be absorbed. It has to go into your bloodstream to get to your vagina. Why not just put it in the vagina and have it, you know, effective, natural, adjusted pH? Because you have so many harmful things like, you know, boric acid has become a big deal on the market. But boric acid is roach powder and it's quite toxic. And it's not something that, as a gynecologist, I recommend. But a lot of women are using it. What we want to do is give them a safe alternative that actually works. And, you know, by the end of the year, that should be on the market.
So she was saying inserts can be tampons and or cups.
Oh, okay. So tampons definitely by the end of this year. Right. So the menstrual cup is pretty popular. And it's something that I have considered, but in my mind, it always has to be the best version of itself. And realistically, women always have to have a sanitary space in order to use a cup effectively and not create infections in the long run. So when we can actually fix that picture, that's when I would actually go for it, when I can control that process.
Understood. Sav says, my favorite product from Women's Touchline is the feminine wash. There's nothing in the market like it. So you're getting lots of big ups in the chat.
Thank you so much.
And ladies, definitely look out for Woman's Touch on your supermarket shelves. Where are you available now?
So we're available in all the major supermarkets. So Shoppers Fair, High Low, Mega Mart. We're in Price Mart.
When you posted that on your Instagram that you're now in Price Mart and you're so happy. Yeah, so you can buy in bulk at Price Mart.
Yeah, that was a big win. I mean, we worked really hard to achieve that. And you know what has been a blessing? It's that, you know, women in the workplaces are advocating for the product. So it was just one, you know, some of the women in Price Mart said, listen, you guys have to be in here. And they advocated for it. And that is always a blessing. It's the same thing that happened in Shoppers Fair. It's the same thing that happened in Hilo. Like, women tried the product and said, no, like, we have to get this. And, you know, God has been good. You know, he's been blessing us, you know, with, you know, all of this support island-wide to help the product to grow and the brand to grow. So it's really awesome to see.
Congratulations. Last question. Website.
Yes. Yeah, so we do have our, you know, Woman's Touch website. It's Get Woman's Touch. And the website now is now up and running in terms of the ability to purchase. So we've, you know, been working on that, you know, issue, because it's a lot more challenging than people think in terms of, you know, selling online and you know, doing that with the banks here. You know, I don't know why the process has to be so difficult. Come on, banks. But yeah, so we are up and running. So the website is there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doc. I'm wishing you much success. I look forward to the day when you launch your IPO and when you are global. And I can say, I interviewed her all the way back in 2024, and you know, she was at this level of revenue, and now she's multi-billions of US dollars, and we can all say that we're so proud of you. Congratulations.
And I look forward to saying the same thing. I mean, about you, I know you're going to grow from strength to strength. I am extremely proud of everything that you're achieving and doing. You're opening the minds of a lot of people who ordinarily would not have thought that is the stock market for me. Is this something that I can do? You know, just breaking it down and making it easy, I mean, goes a far way. And I know for me, I have learned a lot, you know, from you. So, you know, just keep going, keep pushing, girl. Don't ever give up. I mean, I am really rooting for you.
Well, we're rooting for you too. So Latoya says, excellent job, Woman's Touch. Since discovering your line, I've not used anything else.
Thanks, Latoya.
Ah, precursors of what to come. Thanks again, Dr. Chrisanne.
No problem.
Appreciate talking to you. So, to our viewers, as you recall, we kind of did the show upside down today. We had some delays in our segments, but it's ready now. So it's going to look a bit weird because it's going to say here's what's coming up in the show and then followed by the what's hot in business.
Recognized internationally as Women's History Month, so we're highlighting a Jamaican girl boss. Woman's Touch is a line of feminine care and hygiene products designed and developed by Jamaican OBGYN Dr. Chrisanne Simpson Harley. Dr. Simpson Harley will join us live to speak about her entrepreneurial journey and her vision behind Woman's Touch. And the analysts will weigh in on the latest market developments. But first, here's What's Hot, brought to you by JMMB Group, your best interest at heart. Analysts are expecting Bitcoin to set a new record this year after the cryptocurrency hit its highest value since 2021. Bitcoin prices soared past $60,000 US last week as increased demand and low supply drove up prices. Bitcoin ETFs had record daily inflows, and at the same time, the amount of Bitcoin held on centralized exchanges fell to a new low. Bitcoin ETFs, which were approved by the US late last year, gives ordinary investors exposure to the price moves of the cryptocurrency in their regular brokerage accounts. Bitcoin is expected to surpass its previous high of $68,000 before the end of the year. Express Catering closed its bond offer a week early, noting that the offer was oversubscribed. The company had upsized the offer from $10 million US to $12 million US. The bond, which is set to mature in 2027, was being offered at a fixed interest rate of 8.5%. According to Express, the funds will be used to help refinance existing debt and finance other projects. 2023 was a good year for Grace Kennedy. The company made over $1 billion US in revenue for the year ending December 31, 2023. Grace Foods continued to be the company's strongest business line, bringing in over 122 billion Jamaican dollars for the year. Insurance activities brought in 15 billion Jamaican dollars, while the group's banking and investments and money services arms made 9 and 8 billion dollars respectively. The company also declared its first dividend for 2024. GK investors will receive 52 cents per share payable on April 5. The payment totals roughly 515 million Jamaican dollars. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is suing ChatGPT creator OpenAI for abandoning its original mission. Musk co-founded OpenAI in 2015. But resigned in 2018 after a failed attempt to take over the company. According to Musk's lawsuit, OpenAI's original mission was to be an open-source, non-profit company creating artificial intelligence for the benefit of humans. Musk says the company has abandoned that principle and is now focused on making money. He's seeking a court ruling that would force OpenAI to make its research and technology available to the public. He also wants OpenAI to stop using its assets, including GPT-4, an advanced version of ChatGPT, for the financial gain of Microsoft or any individual. What's Hot was brought to you by JMMB Group, your best interest at heart.
Listen up, if you're self-employed, you're legally required to file your taxes by March 15, so you have about a month to get it done. And if you've never filed your own taxes before, it can be very intimidating. You may even end up putting it off and hoping TAJ doesn't catch you. Don't do that. I got you. So I recently invited Courtney Johnson, taxpayer education specialist from Tax Administration Jamaica, to show us how to file online. Now, the good news is there are a lot of tax credits that you can benefit from to actually bring your taxes down.
For the wear and tear that the vehicle had for the year, we give you a little allowance for it. So the vehicle value, $2 million. 12.5% of that is?
$250,
something like that. And then you can also claim in the first year another 12.5% for annual allowance. So in this case, it's 25% to claiming, a quarter of the value of the vehicle, which is 500,000. Wow. Because what it does is further reduce the amount of what we call statutory income that is subject to income tax. Be like Donald. Donald said, I'm smart. Why is he smart? He does a whole lot of smart stuff that reduces his statutory income for tax purposes. So he pays virtually no tax. Right, Donald? Right.
If you have employees, you get a tax credit. If you drive your personal vehicle, you get a tax credit. If you pay all of your statutory deductions on time, you get a tax credit. TAJ come in like Oprah, you get a tax credit, you get a tax credit. Everybody gets a tax credit. And Courtney gave us a whole list of tax credits and deductions that can help you out. But it is a lot of things to fill out, so don't leave it till the last minute. Check out this Money Mission webinar. It's about 2 hours long. You can follow along and create your TAJ online account and fill out your tax returns. You can watch it as many times as you need to get it right. It's under the Entrepreneurs tab in Money Mission, accessible with a basic or premium account. The link is in the description. Let's get this money. Welcome back. It's time for tonight's poll question. So we had our local government elections recently, which took a few days before the result was official. And so I want to ask you, do you understand the results of the recent local government election? Yes, it's totally clear. No, there was too much back and forth. No, I don't understand the election process. You know, a lot of people don't know the difference between local government and general election, you know. Next option, I kind of understand, but still unsure, or other, leave a comment. You can take this poll on the community tab of our YouTube channel or over on the app formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. So yesterday, we had our money mentorship session inside Money Mission. We welcomed a couple of new members, which was awesome. People in the community who could just ask questions. And here's a short clip of that. Do we have the clip?
Oh, I am planning to do a video on this topic, and I was like, okay, I could help you with no strings attached. You don't have to promote my stuff. And it turned out months after we did the video, the video is 3 point something million on Instagram and what? On TikTok. It's over 200,000 on TikTok.
No, but you have to show what a video. You can't just
last time we met Khalila, I'm not on TikTok on the computer. Let me see if I can try something. But the last time we met, I had 1,200 followers on TikTok and 999 likes. Now I'm at 2,777 followers and 39,600 likes. So I just need to know what to do with it so I don't lose these people, or you know, how to capitalize. Let me see if I can. So this is okay, TikTok.
Which one of your videos? How far do I need to scroll?
It's not too far because it happened just a few
13 million, is this it?
No.
What is this
with videos? Click on videos.
Oh, that's not you.
No, that's not me. Click on,
is it this one?
The first one, the one that's pinned.
Oh, I saw this video. Yes.
So it went
blood clots. Bomba clots. Ross Clark.
Lady, no tell me no bad word, come and never tell it none.
It no mean nothing. Back in the day during slavery, women used to wear padded drawers when she was here, period.
This piece of cloth was known as the blood cloth.
Then said, go put on your drawers.
But when the ladies would wash and hang them to dry, plantation owner would get upset and yell,
move your blood cloth.
And from this, these words became associated with cursing.
Okay. How appropriate that we were just talking about blood clots. So don't come cuss me and say how we put bad word in the show. We are talking about literal blood clots. You see the origin of the language? So this was a discussion last night during Money Mission, and we spoke about how she can capitalize on all of that success. 3 million plus views, video gone viral. Very interesting discussion that we had last night in Money Mentorship, which is a part of Money Mission. So up next, we've got your market recap, and the analysts are standing by. Hey, moneymakers, join the KRM fam with our official merch. Get it now at KalilaReynolds.com. Let's get this money.
The JSE Combined Index gained over 7,000 points or 2% in February. 126 stocks traded across the main and junior markets for the month. 72 made gains, 48 lost value, and 6 stayed the same. 662 million shares changed hands on the Jamaican dollar market, valued at $4.4 billion. Now here's a look at some of the highlights for February. The main and junior markets gained about 2% last month, while the financial index was up about 3%, and the manufacturing and distribution index up 1%. Wigton was the most traded stock for the second month in a row. It took up 23% of market volume, with 159 million shares changing hands. The stock opened March at $1.14. Trans-Jamaican was the month's second most traded stock. The stock gained 2 cents to open the new month at $3.27. And Derriman rounded out January's most traded. The stock's price gained 9 cents to open March at $2.05. Now let's see who are the biggest for the month. The Lab was up 41% to open March at $1.87. Sterling Investments USD had the second biggest jump of the month, closing at 2 cents US. And Key Insurance rounded out February's biggest gainers. The stock was up 32% starting March at $2.77. On the losing side now, Sagicor Select Funds Financial was last month's biggest loser. It lost 25% to open the new month at 50 cents. KLE Group fell 22% to open March at $1.91. And Palace rounded out the month's biggest losers. The stock fell 21%, closing the month at a dollar. Over on the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange, the composite index was mostly flat last month. Massey was the most traded stock of the month. It lost 3 cents to open March at $4.38 TT. Angostura Holdings was the biggest gain, up 14%. It opened the new month at $19.73 TT. And on the losing side, Trinidad and Tobago NGL fell 10% to open March at $9 TT. Over in the US, the Dow Jones gained 2% in February, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were up about 4%. At the pumps, gas prices fell by $3.03 in February, while the cost of regular diesel increased by 38 cents for the month, and low sulfur diesel went up $1.17. In foreign exchange, overall the Jamaican dollar weakened slightly in February, losing 2 cents against the US dollar to close the month at an average $156.78 to 1 US. Meanwhile, the JMD strengthened against the Canadian dollar, but weakened against the pound and euro. Finally, on the crypto markets, February was a good month for cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin prices reached their highest level since 2021, soaring 54% in February. The cryptocurrency was trading at $65,403 US on Monday. And Ethereum was also up 54%, trading at $3,515 US on Monday. This segment of Taking Stock, The Analyst, is brought to you by JMMB Group, your best interest at heart. Disclaimer: this is not intended as financial advice. Please consult a licensed financial advisor before making investment decisions.
All right, welcome back. As you can probably tell, we've been having some internet challenges this evening. Thanks for bearing with us. So now it is time for us to introduce the analyst. We have one analyst tonight, and his name is Andre Reed. He is a senior trader at JMMB. Welcome back, Andre.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me again, Kalila.
Awesome.
Before I go, can I just say happy Women's Month to all of the females?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Andre. So we're talking this evening about, I think the bond market has just been super hot lately. I saw one out recently for Seprod, but like 11.75%. I'm like, what? Like these interest rates on the bonds just seem to be going up. So tell us about the regional bond market performance year to date and what you've been noticing. What are the opportunities that we can explore right now?
Okay, thank you. All right, so what we've been experiencing at least towards the back end of 2023 was that the outlook was for the US Fed to actually start raising interest or cutting interest rates, sorry, by around March. And the Fed actually meets on the 20th of March this year. The inflation numbers coming out between December and January has actually still been outside of the Fed's preferred gauge. And since then, the outlook has changed dramatically from anticipation of a March reduction. Now, most persons are expecting that we should see rate reductions around June. Now, whether or not that materializes is another thing, because again, you know, the catalyst really at this point is inflation, at least for the most part. Now, since January, we've seen on the regional side where most, well, if not all of the global bonds that we were involved with, they're actually down. Down meaning prices are down and yields are higher, because remember too that there's an inverse relationship between yield and prices. So once bond prices actually start to fall, it means that the yield is actually inching higher. Now, one of the reasons why the yields have been actually going up is because, you know, the forecast has actually shifted, again, as I said, to somewhere around the summer month. Some analysts are predicting that we may not necessarily get more than one or two rate adjustments from the Fed this year. Again, you know, the main catalyst is still inflation. You know, the jobs market is still also relatively resilient. Despite when you watch the international news, you see a lot of these larger companies looking to, they've announced that they've been cutting staff. The U.S. numbers, they're not necessarily translating to the headline side of things. Non-farm payrolls still relatively strong, and unemployment numbers are still, you know, outside of what most analysts have been predicting over the past couple of months. Now, German or GOJ bonds, as we know it, those bonds are down, especially on the long end. And by long end, I'm talking about bonds that mature 2039s, 2045s. Those bonds are down in terms of price, down roughly about 5%. On the shorter end of the curve, which the short end curve, which would have been bonds maturing 25s, 28s, those are down a little bit more modest, somewhere about 3%. Similar set of performance on the Domrep curve, Bahamas and Barbados. Those bonds, Tritops too, are a little bit more modest in terms of the downward adjustment in price that we would have experienced over the past couple of months. Now, where we are now, it's a pretty tricky space, I'd say, because when you look at the U.S. yield curve, and when you talk about yield curve, what generally happens is that you pick a bond, an already existing bond with a maturity date, and you plot the yield of that bond with other longer dated bonds as well, and that's what you use to generally form the yield curve. Now, when you look at the U.S. Yield curve, there's an inversion. Inversion meaning that on the shorter end, and by bonds with shorter maturity dates, those are yielding higher than the ones with a longer maturity date. And we're talking on the long end, you're talking like 30-year maturities. Those are somewhere in the 4% region, while on the shorter end, which is somewhere about 1 to 3 years, those are yielding somewhere about 5%. Now, in a normal circumstance,
same thing. I was wondering, I'm like, because usually it's flipped, it's the other way around, right?
Right. So on a normal circumstance, a U-curve is inverted when, the market isn't exactly comfortable with what is supposed to be happening in the short term, and they believe that there are situations that will need to sort themselves out. Some will look more towards the conditions of a recession. In this instance, though, it's not necessarily what we're hearing, the hard landing recession situation. So it means that the market is still comfortable anticipating that the Fed will start cutting rates in the near future. So it's not a case where prices are coming off wholesale. What it means, or what we've seen, is that there's a move to quality instruments, and by quality we're talking about the ratings that is attached to these instruments. I don't want to speak over anybody's head. Usually, a rating agency is assigned to with they assign a rating to a bond, whether it be a government bond or a sovereign. Once it's a global bond, for the most part, there is a rating that is attached. And for the investment grade instruments, they go up to AAA. So what you find is that those instruments is where most persons are preferring to position the portfolio, kind of what we term in our industry risk off. You buy better quality instruments and sell lower quality instruments. So it's not a case that we're not seeing participation. It seems that there is more desire for quality instruments to be added to the portfolio as opposed to just selling bonds holistically. Because as you've mentioned, Khalila, rightly, is that interest rates are high. And last year, we would have had conversations about higher for longer. And we've seen that even though there hasn't been any major adjustment in interest rates over the past couple of months, the Fed has been between 5.25% and 5.5% for some time now. Even on the GOJ side, domestically, interest rates have been around 7%. While it is that some persons are, we are of the belief that interest rates, inflation still is something to contend with. We've not seen a definitive action from these central banks to say that they're willing or they're intending to move rates towards the upside, at least within the near term.
So what's happening on the local market with the bonds? Because we're seeing we have Express Catering bond out, which is 8.something%. I just saw Seprod has a bond out at 11%, which these are pretty high interest rates.
Right. So what you'll find is that, even though interest rates are high, business needs to go on, right? So you'll find that companies will still need to come to the market. And remember too, while they come to the market right now at 8.something%, it doesn't stop them in the near future from looking to refinancing those instruments while prices or interest rates starts to decline. Whether or not they're able to successfully do that now is another thing. But in some bonds you usually have what is called a call feature. A call feature allows the issuer, and in this case, we could use Express Catering, for example. I'm not saying that is in the prospectus because I don't have it offhand right here. But a call feature allows the issuer to exercise the right to buy back those bonds from you at a predetermined price. So again, and usually they will do this because they may have issued in situation or instances where they believe that rates are relatively high, but at least they need some cash for the short term. And then the call feature would allow them when rates get lower to actually call those bonds. So again, investors are not wrong for looking at bonds, because you get greater yields by doing less work. In the event of a stock, you have to wait on the company to maybe declare dividends or for the price to actually go up. In this instance, on the bond side, you buy an instrument and the yield or the coupon is already predetermined, so you have a cash flow that is secure or is more defined than you know, the uncertainty of holding a stock. So you'll find that in instances like these, when interest rates are high, the expectation is that investors will gravitate closer towards bonds. And we've seen that play out, because even on the BOJ CDs, right? Those are yielding like, and it's 30 days, 10.7%, I believe 10.62 at the last auction. So yields are high and likely to remain so until the central banks start giving clear direction in terms of their intention to start cutting rates in the near term.
So Sean wants to know, how do you get access to these bonds if it's only through funds and unit trusts?
So it depends on your financial institution. Some institutions they will retail those instruments, but for the most part you'll find that they may not necessarily break them. So there are certain things that are characterizing the instrument. They have minimum transferable blocks. That means that if an instrument is to be transferred or sold from one person to another, there's a minimum that they will transfer from one individual to another, from one institution to another as well. So institutions do allow this on the domestic side. So I would say consult your financial institution. They will give you further clarity on exactly how you can participate in these instruments directly. For the CDs, I know for sure that you can actually, once you have an account, and I think it's created in CSD, you can actually put in your own bids. So it's an auction system for the most part for the CDs and treasury bills. Those are auctions. So you will ask for the yield that you want or the return that you want on your investment. Whether or not you're successful is another thing, because it tends to get competitive from time to time. But on the already existing instruments, I know for sure that you can enter your financial institution, say to them, I want to have a conversation around bonds. They will tell you what you can participate in. And again, it depends on what that institution's offering is, based on their ability to cover. Because most persons or institutions, I'd say, would prefer to offer instruments that they can provide research coverage on.
Can you do that through JMMB?
Absolutely, yes. So we have a listing, and we also have an email that goes out every weekend on a Friday that gives a recap of what happens the week before, and also shows prices of bonds that we also offer to institutional and retail clients.
So Livestock Business Academy on Facebook wants to know, how does one buy stocks from the Jamaica Stock Exchange from Africa? You have some international interest, Andre.
For the stock exchange?
Yes. So can you open an account with JMMB while being somewhere else, like in Africa or somewhere outside Jamaica?
That is outside of my current knowledge right now. I wasn't prepared to answer that question, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll find out for you, Livestock, and we'll see. Stronglink making a point. Yes, I saw this. Jamaica got upgraded again today. Right. So we're now at triple B. Was it triple B or double B?
No, we are double B minus by Fitch from B plus. So what you'll find is that the different rating agencies, they'll act based on certain milestones, right?
But hold on. Before I continue, let me just explain the hierarchy. So double B minus is better than B plus, right? So it goes triple A is the highest, and then you have triple A plus, triple A minus, and then you go double A plus, double A minus, then you have A plus, A minus, then you go triple, then you enter the B's, you go triple B plus, triple B minus, and then double B plus, double B minus. That's where Jamaica is right now. And before that, we were at B plus. So we're inching up the ladder, because a few years ago, we weren't even, so anything in the A's is investment grade, right, Andre?
Yes.
Or is triple B still investment grade? I think it's under
So investment grade is double A, well, triple A to B, double A at Moody's, So I'm looking at another screen so to read them off for you. And S&P would be AAA to BBB minus, and Fitch is AAA to BBB. So we're still in speculative. So once you get below investment grade, you are now speculative grade. So we still are speculative grade, which means that we still have a bit to go before we do
get to. Inching our way up, because a few years ago we were at the junk bond status.
We were. Right, and there's a lot of adjustments that would have taken place on the government side of things, and one of the things that Fitch actually highlighted is the commitment to ensuring that there is a political commitment in terms of the framework to ensuring that there is financial viability or fiscal viability. So we have gotten that bit of information today. Even while prices are actually trending down, it does provide some sort of support, but I don't believe that on its own will probably, you know, cause an immediate turn towards the upside in terms of prices moving back. But it certainly adds some sort of support to our original bond. Now, As I started our conversation by saying that different rating agencies will have milestones that they expect. And once those are hit, it means that they can actually make adjustments. We've gotten that today. What else is necessary for us to get to another adjustment? You know, I believe that I don't think it's impossible, but it might take a little time to come. We do have, and I should put it out there, that we do have a positive outlook, and the positive outlook means that we are not necessarily in line for any form of downward adjustment. But it means too that in the near term or medium term, if we continue on this path, we could be in line setting up for a further upgrade.
That would be amazing. And based on the country's debt trajectory, like, we're hitting the targets. The debt is coming down substantially compared to where we were 10 years ago. Sean asking, why are we so low on the rating scale? Don't forget where we're coming from, Sean. It was not that long ago, the not too distant past, when debt to GDP was 140%. We're in IMF program. We had defaulted on loans. And things were looking
up. We had NDX and JDX.
We had two debt restructurings, NDX and JDX. So investors had to take a haircut. Yes. And so we're slowly rebuilding that reputation over time.
And then the thing is, I mean, one of the things that it's interesting, your poll question. You know, we're still on, some people are still unclear as to what transpired last week, Monday. And then it puts into question now, if we do have a change in leadership or end up with a change in leadership, what that might mean for the country as a whole. Now, it's going to be difficult to see us changing overall trajectory. So I don't think that on the international side, persons have expressed any great concern in terms of whether or not we end up with a change of leadership come next year or, you know, whenever a general election is called. Because you have to be mindful of what government policies mean for your economic outlook as well, and you can't isolate that from your bond market or even your local stock market. So you know, that is something to put in the space, you know, when you're looking to invest on the Jamaica or, you know, regional curves.
We have a couple people asking about the email you mentioned. Richard said he's never received that weekly email, so how can he be a part of it?
All right, so I didn't know if I was allowed to do that publicity thing. I'm sorry.
Of course.
Great. So we have our weekly market caller. So you can go on the website and subscribe to it. It's written internally by myself and the rest of the trading team, and looked over as well. Marketing also plays a role in that. What it does is it covers it covers what would have transpired the previous week, and it also gives a listing of what the closing prices are, the market color. There you go, Orville Reeves. So you can use the website to subscribe to the market color.
Okay, awesome. And what's the website?
JMMBgroup.com. So it's the same website. Sorry. What did I do?
You lost something? JMMB group. Let me just check it. Group.com.
You able to hear me? I'm not hearing you. You able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Not sure.
Did something happen? I don't know. No, it's not jmmbgroup.com. JMMB. Let me just search for JMMB. I'll tell you right now what it is. It's jm.jmmb.com. That's the main website. That's the homepage. jm.jmmb.com.
I'm not sure if you guys are able to hear me, but I'm not hearing anything at all.
Okay. I don't know what happened with Andre, but we were at the end of the conversation anyway. So let me just thank Andre for joining us. And you guys go to JMMB's website, jm.jmmb.com, or just type JMMB in Google, you'll find it, and subscribe to the JMMB Market Caller so that you can be notified of all these opportunities when they come. I also post them in Money Mission. So I posted that separate one today in Money Mission with all the documents attached to. So you guys join Money Mission, moneymissionja.com. Let's take our final break and come back with your comments.
Of Taking Stock, the Analysts was brought to you by JMMB Group, your best interests at heart.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet sky, I could be hurtful, I could be purple, I could be anything you like.
Welcome back. Let's take the final comments. Let me see. Jermaine says, we're a country of industrial innovations. I love that. I'm really inspired by that Woman's Touch interview with Dr. Chrisanne. Like, she just had an idea and she made it happen, which is awesome. Nana Sen says, I will not invest into a business that imports products into Jamaica. So she should do all the manufacturing locally and get all the products locally. Is everything even available locally? There are different ways of looking at it. Jermaine said this wasn't just about an idea, but making it happen. Love it. Busha says, preach. In tropical countries, women menstruate earlier and tend to be heavy and stop menstrual late in life. Dr. Harley says, Alex says, Dr. Harley, I know people who want our products in Canada. So yeah, need to make that move. Export. Roswell says, I love her passion for her business. Revenue is good, so it will be successful for future growth. Busha again saying, I like your brand's meta message. Stronglink says, the government should assist to keep costs down. Period poverty must be widespread in Jamaica. Unfortunately, it's not spoken about much. Ingrid says, I love what Dr. Harley said about being bullied in school. I just spoke to a team member who said her daughter doesn't want to go to school because of the name calling and contemplating the S word. Wow. Sean, talking about Bitcoin, which was in What's Hot in Business, hit a record high. I think the number we mentioned was outdated. We probably did that story yesterday. And today now hits 69,000. Do you think just a year and change ago, Bitcoin was at 16,000? And it's now all the way back up to 69, another record high. Sean says, me can't afford one Bitcoin. And then Inga says, I dollar cost average into Bitcoin every week just by fractional shares. See, Sean, you learned something on the show. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. In fact, not many people can afford to buy an entire Bitcoin, but you can buy fractional shares in Bitcoin. You can buy a piece of a Bitcoin. What else we have? Inga says, when the market opened this morning here in the USA, Bitcoin was at $68,000. And I think it hit 69 sometime today before falling again to falling in like 8%, but not a dramatic fall because it's just amazing where it is. And I'm doing a video on that probably this week. I already recorded it. I'm not sure what date's coming out, but there are things coming up. The next Bitcoin halving event is coming up in April, which is likely to affect the price as well. And if you don't understand what that is, I'm going to be talking about it later this week. So make sure that you're on the newsletter, KalilaReynolds.com/newsletter, so you don't miss this information when it comes out. Stronglink says, so many main market companies reporting excellent results, yet little move in prices. Good opportunities for patient investors. Did you see the results posted by One Great Studio, which did their IPO last year? They're the most recent IPO, and they posted spectacular results. Congratulations to One Great Studio. Stronglink pointing out, Jamaica got upgraded again today, soon be investment grade. Somebody wants to know if I'm auditioning to be a dancehall artist. What would be my stage name? What should be my stage name? Oh, Money Jenna. I already have my name. I'm the Money Jenna. Yeah. Let's see. I don't see any newsletters for 2024, says Sean. Did I get them? Because I know I'm subscribed to that one, but I haven't been checking it lately. Roswell says, when a country collects a lot of tax revenue and reduces their debt, this will work well for the upgrades on investments ratings. We have Just Cool wants me to get an interview with Cygnus Real Estate Finance. We can arrange that. What do you want to know? Anything specific? Shoot me an email and let me know. So that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for joining us yet another week. I appreciate your presence as usual. Subscribe to all the platforms. And remember, at Kalila Ray is my only account. Anybody else who's approaching you talking about investing in crypto, blah, 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 doing trading on your behalf, that is not me. That is a scammer. Report that person or those people, because there's many of them, and block them immediately. Also, you want to turn on the post notifications so that you can see everything when it drops. We want to help people learn more about money so we can all get the money together. If you want to connect with Andre, our analyst this week, check the description box below for his contact information. And you can also get all this info on our website, KalilaReynolds.com, for information you can use however you like. Watch the video, listen to the podcast, or read. Now tell a friend about taking stock, because investing is the new sexy. So let's make it cool to talk about money. I'm Kalila Reynolds. Thanks for watching, and see you again next week. What's got this week?